Well, hello and welcome to our wealth creation program with Isagenix. My name is Kirsty Cody, your host, and it's great to have you all listening in and participating in this amazing podcast. This podcast is all about our comp plan and even more about comp plans in the industry. So this is all about how do we rate with our Isagenix compensation plan within the industry of direct sales and network marketing. And some of these little tips and stats and the info might surprise you, but we have John Raines with us today to kind of break it all down. He has the title of Director of Sales Strategy. What I love about John is that he's been in the industry for a very long time, 15 years. He is a comp plan guru, genius. As a matter of fact, his wife teases him because he's a numbers guy. He sits here, spends time, you know, reviewing comp plans. One Christmas vacation, he spent writing up a comp plan model just for fun. I mean, who does that, John, right? But I mean, hey, at least it tells you that if he's here and we have the comp plan that we do and he likes it, that should say something for sure. But he's been the director of sales in several network marketing companies. And not only from the corporate standpoint, but he's built out in the field himself as an associate. And so he's got experience on both sides. We're just grateful to have him part of our corporate team. So with that, John, welcome.
Kirsty, you're so awesome. Thank you for having me, especially for this topic. I have to say I'm such a geek when it comes to compensation plans. I study them. I love them. They're just fascinating to me, the way that they work, the way that they motivate people, and the way that it kind of dictates a lot of even the culture of a company from a comp plan is pretty powerful. So I love comp plans. So thank you for having me for this topic specifically. I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, definitely. And I love what you just said, that depending upon how the comp structure is built out is really going to dictate the culture of the company. And boy, is that not true. And I know what you're saying. Now, there's going to be listeners that are listening into this that have no idea what that means, but I know we'll get into it. But I just have to say, you have had the opportunity to build a binary, right? And when you found out what the Isagenix binary was all about, what were your thoughts?
Oh my, so when I first came on to Isagenix, I had studied the comp plan. There were a few pieces I was still working to understand. So I sat in a lesson with Rashida, Rashida, if you know her, man, she teaches the comp plan in a way that really makes it clear. And when I went through her training and I understood, and it took me a few minutes to ask her the same question over and over and over again until I finally understood, because I didn't believe the way that it was actually working. So that one put me in a bad mood for about a week. I got over it, eventually got over it. But for about a week, I was just lamenting what I had missed out. So yes, I mean, the Isagenix compensation plan is amazing. And I can tell you that from having built in several companies with sales. And so I had to understand the compensation plans in depth with each of those. And in all my experience, Isagenix blows them away. So man, I'm really excited.
Yeah, no kidding. So I know that there's a lot of new people that are listening in today. And maybe you could just real quick kind of break down the basic comp plan structures. And this is going to surprise some, obviously, John, you know this, because I think when people look at the industry as a whole, there's thousands of companies, there are hundreds of different variations of comp plan structures. But let's kind of just break it down to the basic comp structures in the industry. What are they?
So if you were, for instance, trying to become, and I'm just making these ranks up, let's say you were trying to become a diamond. And to become a diamond, you needed to have a certain amount of golds, okay? Well, let's say, for instance, that it takes 2 years on average to build a gold leader. And you need to have 4 gold leaders in order to be a diamond. And by becoming diamond, you get additional compensation. Well, if it takes 2 years to build a gold and you have your 4 golds that are all built out, what will often happen is at least one or more of those golds will say, listen, I understand how the compensation plan works and you need me. If I'm not hitting gold, you're not hitting diamond. And so if you're not hitting diamond, you're missing out on a lot of compensation plan. a lot of the compensation. So you now work for me, meaning you need to make sure that this gold position is hitting every single pay period in order for you to hit diamond. So basically now they own you. And I call that rank hostaging. So if you are someone who's growing up through the ranks, Kirstein, you are to become silver, you need a certain amount of bronzes. Well, you're building out those bronzes. Now, as you're going up and you're becoming from silver to gold, and you need a certain amount of, let's say, silvers, you need to pull those people along with you, right? So they can hold you hostage by saying, if you want me to be silver so you can hit gold, then you need to make me silver. And if you need to be, you need me to be gold so you hit diamond, you now need to get me to gold, right? So people are then enabled to not do a lot. And this is very, very common in unilevels. It's called rank hostaging. So rank hostaging is a big part of it, and it oftentimes will wear leaders out because they have to keep so many different leaders qualified in order for them to be qualified and be making that money. Then there's the compression trap, which we talked about, which can create some real problems where people are incentivized not to have their leaders hit the levels that would benefit them. And then one other thing that unilevels will often do is they will be very heavy on pools. So a lot of their compensation will come from pools. And using pools as a minor portion of the compensation is a powerful way to build a business. However, to balance out some of the unilevel portions that come in because of the terminal level, a company will put a lot of money into pools, and it will be a major portion of someone's compensation. So what will happen is at the very beginning of a company, as they're just starting, and maybe they're in a lot of growth, that company will have a lot in the pools and not a lot of leaders. And so those leaders are making a lot of money in the pools. And so then, though, as a company matures and grows, which should continue to grow the compensation of the leaders, what will happen is you'll have more leaders accessing the pools, which will then dilute the pools. So if you've ever been in a company or heard of a company where they say a silver doesn't make what a silver used to make, or a gold doesn't make what a gold used to make, or even a diamond doesn't make what a diamond used to make, it's oftentimes because their pools are now diluted. It worked really well at the beginning of the company's life cycle, but then as the company started to mature, all that started being diluted, and the payout was much less. So unilevels, I have to say, from a good standpoint, they're fairly easy to understand, right? Do you understand? I sign people up, and then they sign people up. However, they're not very collaborative, because to maximize a unilevel, you want everyone on your first line. You don't want to be putting people on your second or your third or your fourth line, because it pushes any volume they create closer to that terminal level. That terminal level has some compression traps, and there's some rank hostaging. So there's a lot that's good with unilevels, but there's a lot that you need to be wary of, especially as a unilevel starts to mature. It creates some additional problems that you need to watch out for. So sorry, that's unilevel, and I've built a unilevel and been on the executive side or the corporate side of unilevel companies, so I understand those innately. Now, some of the other ones is a breakaway. Now, a breakaway, the way that this works, Kirsty, is really interesting. So the way a breakaway works is I enroll people, and they become leaders. And when they become leaders of a certain level, meaning they have a certain amount of volume in their particular business, then they break away, thus the name. And I still get paid on them, kind of like an override or a commission on any of the volume that they create, but I don't get paid as much when they break away. So there's not a lot of collaboration. It's kind of a little bit you're on your own. And as soon as you break away, if you haven't learned all the lessons and you haven't grown, you know, too bad. It's time for you to fly. And a lot of times people will say, as soon as you break away, as soon as you hit this level of leadership where you break away and I don't get paid as much on the volume that you create, you're on your own. I'd hope the best for you, which can create some real issues, right? So breakaways are an older compensation plan, much older. I don't see a ton of breakaways that are out there. Some of the older companies have them, and have tried to build additional incentives inside of a breakaway in order to offset some of the downsides of a breakaway. But it is a difficult model when you think about the way that that impacts the culture of, as soon as you hit this level of leadership or volume, now you are kind of on your own, and that can create some real issues. The third one is the matrix. Now, the matrix, what the idea behind a matrix is that there is going to be this structure that would maximize your compensation, and we will force place everybody who comes in. So the good side about it is you oftentimes don't have to think when it comes to a matrix. You just put people in. But the downside is it's all forced, so it goes to wherever the computer thinks it will best optimize it. And this can cause some real problems, as the computer is not going to understand human nature. It's not going to understand the way that the plan can be built out. It's not going to understand the potential of one leader over another. And so it doesn't really take that human element into it. It is a forced matrix. Now the one that I love, I have to tell you, come from unilevel companies, I've come from breakaway companies, but binary. I've built a binary, and the genius behind a binary is that it always starts with two people. And when it comes to building a binary, Kirsty, all people really need to understand is start with two, and then get another two, and then get another two. The benefit of a binary is that it's kind of like life. We're all looking for balance in life, right, Kirsty? It's whenever we can create some level of balance in our life, we want to do that. Now, compare that to the rank hostaging that happens with other companies where they say, listen, for you to be a diamond, I need to be a silver, or I need to be a gold. You're now going to make me a silver or gold because it impacts your check. But with a binary, you can say, listen, John, I've been helping you out. I've been building myself. I've been consistent. And you see that there's volume underneath you on one side. You haven't been doing your work, though. So I've collaborated with you, but I've not enabled you. And so that can be really powerful. So for me then to take advantage of that, I would start building my lesser leg, but I need to create balance in my own sponsorship. So for instance, to hit executive, which is where you're starting to get into just some really great and powerful payouts, I need to have at least five consultants on my left and five consultants on my right. Now think about this as well. This is one thing that's really powerful. A consultant is a person on my left and a person on my right, and all of us active. That's what a consultant is. Now, there's no rank hostaging in the Isagenix compensation plan, and it's not going to be terribly difficult, like a year or more, to build out a silver or a gold in another business where then that person could hold you hostage in a way. So when it comes to a binary, not only do I love that if there's two, which creates collaboration but not enabling, but when it comes to the growing leadership, however, you're not held back from being paid out on the volume that you're creating in your business, in your original business. So I'm sorry, Kirsty, I just went off. I just get so excited about all this. But really, when I understood that piece of it, the way that we work our cycles, the way that we do not have cycle caps based on rank, I understood that the way my business had worked previously, that I had built myself in a binary, I had lost out on tens of thousands of dollars. Tens of thousands of dollars I'd missed out on because the previous company had rank-based caps on weekly payouts, and this does not. This will allow you to build it in a powerful way and to grow with the company. So one thing, Kirsty, that I brought up at the beginning is the culture, how a compensation plan impacts the culture of a company. So compare these different types of comp plans. You've got a unilevel, which has, you kind of have to have a crystal ball to understand where to put the next person. There's rank hostaging, there's some compression traps, and there can be too much reliance on pools. So I've seen it, and it does happen where leaders will turn against their own leaders because they will make more money if their leaders don't grow. And that's going to affect, obviously, the culture of a company. When it comes to a breakaway compensation plan, there's some good things with breakaways, but eventually you're saying, hey, listen, whether you're ready or not, you're on your own. Time to go and do it. And there's not a collaboration that comes with some of these other compensation plans. So that affects the culture. with a matrix, it's all put in, and it's in a lot of ways the human element is taken out because it's a forced placement. So that can affect the culture. Now compare all of those to the binary. With the binary, there's collaboration where people can benefit from other people that they've never met, never known, can be in different countries. They have no idea. They can just be in one of their legs, and it grows out, and we're all working together. However, there's not an enabling that comes with maybe some of the other ones, where they're pulled along. With a binary, if you don't do your work, too bad. You could have a massive amount of volume on one leg, but if you don't do your own work, it doesn't matter. And it always comes down to you doing your own work, but being collaborative with your leaders. So for me, when it comes to the culture of a company impacted by the compensation plan of a company, I love binaries because it works. It works the right way that it should to allow people to build a business, but be responsible for their own and be compensated for their own actions and work.
Wow. You know what? I have a feeling that that everybody that's listening in, this is a lot of information, but it's so important to get it and to understand. So the beautiful thing about a podcast is you can listen to it as many times as you need, right? but I loved everything that you broke down from the UNA level, especially that, because, I mean, you spent a little bit more time there just because, mm-hmm. you know, if there's, maybe it's probably, as far as choice, binaries, based on a poll, are absolutely the number one comp plan that people do like to build, while other people do love to build a unilevel. It's interesting. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like who likes to drive a BMW versus a Honda. I don't know, you know. But to break it down and share the disadvantages of building some of these other comp structures is really important. And I think it gives everybody in our Isagenics family confidence on the binary, and not just a binary, but our binary, right?
Absolutely.
And let's not get mistaken for the fact that these are all network paid comp plans. Then there's like the direct sales aspect of things, which is kind of, that's where you, and you're not necessarily paid on your network, although there is some bonuses for your leadership that do come to you as you do grow your team, but it's not, you don't get paid out on your entire network. And there's some serious qualifications, if I'm not mistaken, that you have to hit by the end of the month, and then things just kind of flush, right? I mean, you have to kind of maintain a specific amount of sales each month with direct sales comp plans, correct?
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. and that's supposed to be the benefit of this industry, is that you're able to leverage your ability to train other people and help other people so they can build a business, and then you, all of us, become much more efficient and effective together.
I love all of the advantages, the disadvantages that you shared through these comp plans. Binary is so amazing, so grateful. Mm-hmm. And like you said, going back to the culture, it just feeds into that and the unity and people like helping people. Like Jimmy Smith has said so many times, it's democracy in its finest form. So, all right. Anything else that we need to know when it comes to our Isagenics comp plan?
Don't focus on, all right, I'm just going to build out a leg, or I wish I was in a better position. That doesn't matter. What really matters is that you build balance in your own business and it grows. Cool?
Sweet. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, there was just so many things that just went through my mind as far as our binary, I mean, that we didn't even get into, like, for instance, the 10% matching team bonus on your executives, right? Like, Yeah, just like the bonuses, and of course, the incentives and the promotions that we have that ride alongside our stellar binary, even as it is. It's just like it's extra. It's like little yummy little bonuses there. John, we love you. Thank you so much. You're such a great educator. You speak with clarity. So no question, people were able to not only learn intense information, but follow you through with it, because I mean, obviously it can be confusing at times, but great job today. Thanks for being with us. And I know you're going to be coming back on a future podcast with one of our special leaders. I don't want to spill the beans yet, but
I'm very excited for that one. I can't wait until we do that. And when we get that, man, guys, you need to keep listening to these podcasts and listen to them over and over again. The stuff that Kiersey has planned coming up is absolutely amazing and will definitely impact your business. It'll be an advantage to you in not only the industry, but in your own business. It's going to be very powerful. So, Kiersey, I'm excited for what you have planned. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, thank you. I'm totally jazzed, too. Let me just give him a little hint. John, can we just give him a little hint? It has to do with what to say and how to say it to your new person. I mean, we have scripts. We have all kinds of things that are on isogenicsbusiness.com. But I'm telling you, we're going to bring on an expert, and John's going to role play with the guy, and it should be a lot of fun. So definitely, that's coming down the pipeline. But hey, guys, thanks for listening in. Thanks for being with us. Make sure your team members know where to find all of these amazing podcasts. isogenicspodcast.com. And of course, as most of you know, you can subscribe to these for free and download them, take them on the go with you if you're traveling, commuting, at the gym, whatever. So thanks again, everybody. And thanks, John. And until next time, best of success. Take care. Bye-bye. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs.